Now Murata believes in the power of being brave and challenge yourself. She talks about her experiences in trying new things at a new school. Now realizes that being brave and challenging yourself is not easy, but you grow as a person if you try. Please enjoy Now's essay on the power of being brave and challenging yourself.
I truly believe in being brave and challenging yourself. I think that challenging yourself and being brave is admirable. Have you ever heard a word, a failure teaches success? Well, I think being brave and challenging is the same thing. If you even fail, it won't be a waste of time because it will always connect to your future in a good way. I wasn't really a brave and a risky girl. Well, I'm still not a risky and a brave girl, but I think it's getting better than I used to be because of the drama production that I joined this year. It really changed me about being brave and challenging myself. So the whole story started at the beginning of the year at YIS. I was nervous because everything was brand new for me. Everything. English school, new subjects, and of course I was nervous about making new friends. After a month later, I made some friends. Then I knew that I needed to choose a club. I was wondering what club I should join. Then I knew that I'm going to do the drama production. When I was in kindergarten, I was in a drama club and I remembered how fun it was. I also remembered what Mr. Week said. He said that a few years ago, there was a student who was very shy in his class. But after she joined the drama production, she became not so shy. So I joined the club. When I joined the club, I challenged myself to be in the play. While practicing for the play, I knew that I was raising my hand during homeroom class. I was becoming braver. It was the day for performing in front of many people. My friends came, my family came. I was super nervous, but I knew that I needed to do it. I pushed myself and voila, when I realized it was over. On that day, I learned how fantastic it was to challenge and be brave to do something. Being brave and challenging yourself is important to me because both of them changed my personality. I think if I wasn't in the play or in the production, I wouldn't be able to become brave and wouldn't be able to share my idea and knowledge during homeroom class. Although I think that challenging yourself is still a hard thing to do, because before you challenge, I think you're going to think in a negative way, such as, what if I make a mistake, or what if I lose? But don't think in a bad way, because challenging means you're doing something you have never done in your life. So it's okay to fail when it's your first time. So think in a positive way. If you think in a good way, I think you're going to enjoy challenging. In conclusion, I believe in being brave and challenging yourself. Like I said, being brave and challenging will never, ever be a bad thing, and you can grow to be a better you. Plus, if you challenge yourself and if you like it, maybe you could continue as a hobby if you can do it. This is the word that I want you to remember after listening to this podcast. A failure teaches success.